Now, in tribute to Jeremy Hardy, we spoke to fans of the News Quiz and BBC colleagues who make the programme. All agreed BH should this morning go back to the last ever edition where Jeremy Hardy, Linda Smith and Simon Hoggart all appeared together. So travel back to us now, to the 4th of February 2005, as Linda and Jeremy ponder the government's reform of incapacity benefit.
We're all getting older, and there aren't enough young people. I said there aren't enough young people to support us, and so basically we're all going to be retired, and the government.
But the trouble is, we're all getting older, and there aren't enough young people to support us.
You're not my niece. But what?
She stole my clothes.
We've got visitors.
They can bugger off, it's time for countdown.
But they've already told us we can't retire. By the time any of us are allowed to retire, we're going to have enough remaining strength to dissolve a Werther's original. If we keep the heating up full and our mouths firmly closed. Surely it won't be long before the government is trying to force the dead back to work.
The government are overhauling the provision of incapacity benefit to encourage over 1 million claimants to return to work. One notorious extended family has swindled the government out of millions of pounds, which they've squandered on houses, castles, planes, helicopters, boats, trains and Cornwall.
With thanks to Ben Newsome, superfan on the internet. He's a dedicated News Quiz fan. We spoke to Victoria Lloyd of the News Quiz team to put that together. And there's more tributes in the papers. Full reviews follow with our guests.